Best Weight Gain Supplements for Adults, Clinical Guide to Evidence-Aligned, Safe Nutritional Support, February 20, 2026. Summary: Healthy weight gain emphasizes lean tissue development, metabolic balance, and adequate micronutrient intake, not rapid fat accumulation. The best supplements provide structured calorie delivery, sufficient protein, and transparent labeling aligned with adult nutritional needs. Product selection should consider digestive tolerance, activity level, and overall dietary intake. Supplements are supportive tools and should complement balanced meals rather than replace whole foods. Individuals with medical conditions should seek professional guidance before initiating supplementation. Introduction. Best weight gain supplements for adults are those that support gradual, physiologically appropriate increases in body mass while preserving metabolic stability. Sustainable weight gain is not achieved through excessive calorie loading alone. Instead, it requires structured intake, sufficient protein availability, resistance stimulus, and micronutrient adequacy. In clinical nutrition and supplement review settings, adults who struggle to gain weight often present with low appetite, elevated metabolic demand, inconsistent meal patterns, or recovery-related nutritional gaps. When food intake alone becomes difficult to maintain consistently, carefully selected oral nutrition supplements can provide measurable, controlled nutrient support. This guide examines evidence-informed supplement categories, their advantages and limitations, and practical selection criteria for adults seeking structured weight gain. What defines the best weight gain supplement? A supplement may be considered appropriate when it demonstrates adequate protein per serving, controlled calorie density, balanced carbohydrate contribution, essential vitamins and minerals, transparent ingredient disclosure, clear adult dosing guidance, digestive tolerance. The objective is not maximum calorie delivery, but targeted nutritional reinforcement aligned with individual needs. What is healthy weight gain? Healthy weight gain prioritizes functional body composition, supporting lean mass development while minimizing disproportionate adipose storage. Key characteristics: gradual calorie surplus, approximately 300 to 500 kilocalories per day, daily protein adequacy, resistance-based physical activity, micronutrient sufficiency, consistent intake patterns, unhealthy weight. Gain often involves excess added sugars, ultra-processed calorie sources, poor nutrient density, large, uncontrolled calorie surpluses, limited physical activity. The goal is improved strength, resilience, and nutritional adequacy, not simply increased scale weight. The physiology behind supplement-supported weight. Weight gain occurs when energy intake consistently exceeds energy expenditure. However, the composition of that energy significantly influences body composition outcomes. Muscle development requires that muscle protein synthesis exceeds protein breakdown. This process depends on essential amino acids, adequate total protein intake, mechanical stimulus, resistance training, recovery and sleep, hormonal balance. Authoritative guidance from the American College of Sports Medicine highlights the importance of sufficient protein intake in physically active adults to support muscle maintenance and growth. Excess calories without adequate protein and mechanical stimulus are more likely to promote fat accumulation rather than lean tissue development. Why some adults require supplement support? Clinical observations suggest several factors may interfere with adequate weight gain: naturally elevated metabolic rate, reduced appetite, gastrointestinal sensitivity, high physical expenditure, irregular meal timing, nutritional deficiencies, recovery from illness. In such scenarios, structured oral nutrition supplementation may provide practical assistance in achieving consistent intake. Categories of weight gain, supplements for adults. 1. Balanced nutrition powders. Best for general adult nutritional support and mild calorie gaps. These formulations typically provide moderate calories, 250 to 400 kilocalories per serving, 15 to 25 grams protein, carbohydrates, fats, and added micronutrients. Advantages: macro and micronutrient coverage, portion controlled intake, often easier digestive tolerance. Suitable for daily use. Limitations. Moderate calorie density. Quality varies across brands. Balanced nutrition powders are often suitable for adults seeking gradual weight stabilization rather than rapid mass gain. Two mass gainers, best for high calorie needs or intense training demands, mass gainers may provide 500 to 1,200 plus kilocalories per serving and contain higher carbohydrate concentrations. Advantages: efficient calorie delivery, useful for individuals with high energy expenditure, convenient for limited meal frequency. Limitations: potential for added sugars, large serving sizes, digestive discomfort in some individuals, higher fat gain risk if intake is not monitored. These products may be appropriate for physically active adults with elevated energy expenditure, but require careful portion management. 3. Protein supplements, best for muscle-focused weight gain. Common formats include whey, casein, and plant-based protein powders. These typically provide 20 to 30 grams protein per serving with lower calorie density. Guidance from the National Institutes of Health Office of Dietary Supplements emphasizes evaluating ingredient transparency and appropriate intake levels when selecting protein products. Advantages: supports muscle protein synthesis, lower fat gain risk, flexible integration into meals. Limitations: insufficient alone for large calorie surpluses, requires adequate total energy intake. Protein supplements are particularly useful when combined with resistance-based training. 4. Oral nutrition supplements, clinically structured formulas. Best for adults with reduced appetite or documented intake gaps. These formulas provide balanced macronutrients plus essential vitamins and minerals in controlled portions. Clinical nutrition frameworks, such as those from ESPEN, emphasize individualized planning based on health status and metabolic needs. Advantages: structured nutrient delivery, portion control, suitable for recovery-related intake support. Limitations: should not replace comprehensive meals, medical evaluation required for certain conditions, evidence-informed intake targets. Although individual requirements vary, calorie surplus, approximately 300 to 500 kilocalories per day. Protein intake, approximately 1.2 to 2.0 grams per kilogram body weight. Higher protein ranges may benefit resistance-trained individuals. Lower ranges may suffice for sedentary adults. Pros and limitations of weight gain. Supplements advantages: convenient calorie reinforcement, helpful for low appetite, structured intake measurement, supports lean mass when paired with exercise, time efficient for demanding schedules. Limitations: not substitutes for whole foods. Overconsumption may promote fat gain. Some products contain unnecessary additives, not suitable for all medical conditions. Manufacturing standards vary. Comparison: common supplement strategies. Category: best for calorie density, protein level, fat gain risk, digestive tolerance, balanced nutrition, powder mild intake gaps, moderate, moderate, low to moderate, generally good mass, gainer, high energy needs, high moderate to high higher, if uncontrolled, variable protein, powder, muscle focused goals, low to moderate, high lower, good oral nutrition, supplement, reduced appetite, moderate, balanced, controlled, often good. How to choose a high quality weight gain. Supplement: prioritize products offering transparent labeling, clear macronutrient breakdown, no undisclosed proprietary blends, GMP compliant manufacturing, third-party quality testing when available, appropriate calorie to protein ratio, clear serving instructions. Avoid selecting solely based on calorie quantity. Evaluate overall nutrient balance. Who may benefit from these supplements? Underweight adults, individuals with low appetite, adults with elevated metabolic demands, physically active individuals targeting lean mass, individuals recovering from illness with supervision. Who should seek professional evaluation first? Medical consultation is advised for individuals with diabetes, kidney disorders, liver disease, hormonal conditions, active gastrointestinal disease, pregnancy, or breastfeeding, ongoing prescription medication use, practical strategy for structured weight gain, assess baseline calorie intake, introduce a moderate daily calorie surplus, ensure adequate protein distribution across meals, incorporate resistance-based activity 2 to 4 times weekly, monitor body weight and functional strength every 2 to 4 weeks. Gradual progression over several months is more sustainable and metabolically appropriate than rapid increases. Frequently asked questions: are weight gain supplements safe for daily use? When formulated for adult use and consumed as directed, many are intended for routine intake. Will supplements cause fat gain? Body composition outcomes depend on total diet, protein adequacy, and physical activity. Is exercise required? Resistance-based training significantly improves the likelihood of lean mass development. How long does healthy weight gain take? Gradual changes over several weeks to months are typical. Can supplements replace meals?